The Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick is also heading to Timor-Leste for today's celebrations. He joined me earlier. Rex Patrick, thanks for joining AM. East Timor has been appealing to the federal government to drop the prosecution of Bernard Collaery and Witness K in the East Timor spying case. The Prime Minister is also in Timor today. What's your expectation?
I think the Prime Minister is going to talk positively about our future relationship with our neighbour East Timor, but I don't think he wants to go anywhere near some of our past indiscretions, one of which is the prosecution of Witness K and Bernard Collaery.
As you say, they're being prosecuted. They're being prosecuted for revealing that Australia was spying on East Timor during negotiations over a maritime boundary. If the prosecution continues, what will be the consequence in your view?
Well, the East Timorese have made it clear that they do not wish the prosecution to proceed. The context of this is goes back about 50 years when Australia discovered oil in the Timor Sea. They refused to negotiate a boundary with the Portuguese. They then encouraged Indonesia to annex East Timor back in 1975. About 200,000 East Timorese died during the occupation. We were the only country that recognised sovereignty, and we did so because we wanted to use the same boundary that had already been negotiated with Indonesia. Then, when they finally became independent, we withdrew ourselves from the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice, making sure that we didn't have any maritime boundary jurisdiction challenges, and then we spied on them during the negotiations. This is a long-running operation by the Australian government, not handicapped by any scruples.
The government says that there is a public interest in continuing the prosecution here. The Attorney-General says he can't explicitly say what that is. Do you know what the public interest is?
I think what they're trying to do with Witness K is make sure that there's never a Witness K-L-M-N-O. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to send a very strong message to the intelligence services that you can't blow the whistle. Now, we must remember that Witness K, when he decided that he wasn't able to consciously continue with the indiscretion that took place in bugging the cabinet officers, went to the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, which is the absolute correct place to go when you have a concern. That's exactly what he did. He was then instructed to go to a lawyer. That lawyer was Bernard Collaery, approved by the government, and he's found himself in a situation now where he faces charges.
The government is also under pressure over media freedoms. You were at a summit on this yesterday. Why do you think the laws need changing?
Well, national security is a means to an end. It's not the end itself. National security exists to make sure that we have a strong democracy. And for a strong democracy, you also need press freedom. And we don't have the balance right.
News Corporation argued at that summit yesterday that the government's only interested in press freedom when it's an away game. And the example was given for the current case of Yong Heng Jun in China, who's detained there, but that the government's not interested in press freedom in Australia. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think so. It's pretty telling that amongst all of the eminent people that turned up, including crossbench politicians, including Mark Dreyfus from the Labor Party, there was a total absence of any representation from government.
What will change the government's mind on this, in your view?
I think it's going to take some arm twisting. I don't think they're genuinely interested in press freedom. They are too captured by the intelligence and security services and their desire to protect Australia at any cost, not understanding the adverse effect that the pathway they're taking us down involves.
The Attorney-General has also released the draft religious discrimination bill. Many Christian groups still argue that it doesn't go far enough. What are your thoughts?
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to look at the bill yet. Centre Alliance will go through a process making sure we understand exactly what is in the bill, and indeed almost certainly will seek to have it referred to a Senate committee. Our current position is that we are not sure there's a problem, only the perception of a problem. So we first have to be convinced that indeed there is a controversy to be solved by a new law.
Rex Patrick, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Thank you.
And Rex Patrick is a Centre Alliance senator.